One of you is a piece from the B'nai Yisachar. This Shabbos we're doing Shabbos Mevarchim for Kislev. We're starting Kislev. So, the B'nai Yisachar, if you don't know, I don't know, just to give you quickly who he was. He was a Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. He was the nephew of the... someone's phone is ringing. There you go. The Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov, who was the nephew of Rav Melech of Lezhensk. So he wrote a sefer, and his sefer primarily goes through the Chadashim, the months. And he has a tremendous amount on Kislev. Kislev is like his month. So I was looking through, and there was just one short piece that I think stood out to me. And I think it's a very interesting yisoid. We'll go through it. It won't take long. We'll go through it together. He says like this. He starts off by quoting a pasuk. This is in, if you have a sefer, it's in Kislev, Drasha Beis, Ois Chavav. So he says the following. He quotes a pasuk regarding the Mabul. The pasuk says, "V'hamayim hayaholoich v'chasor ad chaydish asiri." The asiri be'achal chaydish. They should have extra copies. That the pasuk starts off by telling us regarding the mabul, that the mabul, that the water started to recede. It started to go down ad chaydish asiri until the 10th month, which we'll see in a moment was chaydish av. Be'asiri be'achal chaydish niru rashi haharim. And on the first day of the 10th month, on the first day of Av, the mountains were visible. That's it. So the water started to recede, and on the first day of Av, the mountains were visible. That's a pasuk in the Torah. So he says like this: Hinei kaimelon l'fiya cheshben asiri zechaydish Av asiri limar cheshben. So the Bnei Yisachar tells us that if you look at Rashi, Rashi tells us that it was the 10th month. Not of the year, but the 10th month from the beginning of the rain. The rain started in Cheshvan. 10 months later is Chodesh Av. Asiri limar Cheshvan shabay hizchel ageshem. Which is 10 months after the rain began, it started to recede. V'yesh l'hizboinen, and the mountains became visible on the first of Av. He says, V'yesh l'hizboinen. I have a question. Loma nichta b'loshim kazeh. Why does it say on the 10th month, on the first day of the 10th month, which is the 10th month, not from the year. Normally in the Torah, when the Torah tells you a month, it goes from Nisan. If the Torah ever says the 7th month, it means the 7th month from Nisan. When Torah always goes by Nisan, Rosh Chodeshim. But over here, says Rashi, it's the exception, that it's counting from Cheshvan, from when the rain started. So he says, why? Why does it have this lashon of Achodesh Asiri Be'asiri Be'echel Achodesh, on the first day of the 10th month? Why is it saying it like this? Just say Cheshvan, just say Av, or just say the 5th month. That's his question. Lama nichta b'loshin kazeh havli lichta b'cheshvan achadoshim anim ne menisan? Or if you say there asham ne metishrei meninan, either pick from Tishrei or pick from Nisan. Why is it writing in this lashon, this strange lashon on the first day of the 10th month? Why is it doing this? So he says like this, U'kamoy shehizcho b'poyil azeh likra l'may cheshvan sheni. So this is the yisoid. B'nei Yisachar has one yisoid. The entire shir, it's one yisoid. It's a pretty interesting and a pretty simple yisoid. But I think it gives a lot of chizuk. This is his yisoid. Let me give you a little bit of an introduction to understand his yisoid. It's not complicated. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Hashem wanted the world to be run in such a way that for bracha, for shefa, for any of Hashem's presence and gifts from Shemayim to come down, you have to earn it. You have to earn it. So for... if a person wants parnasa, and he wants parnasa to come down from Shemayim, and you want that pipeline of parnasa to open up, then you have to earn it. Now, you could earn it by davening, you could earn it by doing mitzvahs, but we start, and Hashem responds. That's how Hashem wants the world to be run. Isarusa de la tata, that we down here, tata, which is Aramaic for down here, we, hisayrer, we're mesayrer, we do our part, we ask, we beg, we daven, we do mitzvahs, and then Hashem responds. That's the way Hashem wants the world to be run. But a lot of the Svarim point out, what was the one time in history where it wasn't run that way? There was one time in history where it wasn't like that. Hashem had to start. And when was that? That was the creation of the world. Very simply put, you couldn't. There was no people to ask for Hashem to create the world. It was impossible. Hashem had to start because there was nothing down here to begin the ball rolling. Normally Hashem wants us to start and us to ask and us to do mitzvahs and Hashem to respond and Hashem to reciprocate. But the one time a year that the Svarim tell us there was e-efshir, it was not possible, was the creation of the world. That's how we're familiar with. Says the Bnei Yisrael, so I have a different shot. Look inside. He says like this. This is the fourth line in the page, third word. Ahu ledaiti. This is my Yisrael. Says the Bnei Yisrael. Dine b'chol pulos Hashem Yisbarach b'shamayim uva'aretz. Whenever Hashem runs the world, Ritzayne Yisbarach Shemoish Yakol Ayidei Isarusa Dilatata. What Hashem wants is for the world to be run by Usarusa Dilatata, which is by us earning and asking and davening and doing mitzvahs in order to Hashem, make Hashem respond. Hashem wants to be the receiver. He wants to be on defense. He doesn't want to be on offense. He wants us to start and He'll respond. What was the one time that was impossible? That was when Hashem created the world. There could not be anything to start the ball rolling. There was no people. He says, Ki Adam Ayin. There was no people then. So it was the one time where Hashem had to start Himself. So, but says the Bnei Yisrael, that's not the pshat. Even by creating the world, there was Isarusa Dilatata. There was us starting it. How is that possible? And says the Bnei Yisrael, this is the biggest side of the entire night. Hispeak on Machshavton Shel Yisrael, Shakod Melamaisa Bereshis Lias Isarusa Dilatata. Ki ola b'machshavta yisparu shemoi heich Yisrael mekayim mitzvos amaisin tovim. Hashem did a tremendous chesed, which is He looked in the future. He looked in the future and saw what will Klal Yisrael be doing. Meaning, Hashem is about to create, let's say, the water. Normally you need to have someone ask for something for Hashem to do it. There's nobody here. So says the Bnei Yisrael, Hashem did a tremendous chesed, which is He looked in the future. After I create the ocean, what are the Jews going to do with that? So they're going to do tashlich? They're going to do mitzvahs? Fine. I'll make it as if it happened now. I'll use future's chusim of Klal Yisrael as if it's happening already in order to help them. So therefore you're going to say, who asked for this and who earned this? Everything has to be earned in life. Nothing is a gift. Everything has to be earned. So how did we earn having fish? How did we earn having animals? So Hashem looked in the future. He did a tremendous chesed, which is He fast-forwarded. He looked, if I give them fish, what is Klal Yisrael going to do with it? They're going to eat it on Shabbos with a bracha? Fine, I'll do it as if they did it already. He says, Vayideza kaviyochel haya isarusa habriya. This is kaviyochel, Hashem made it that He changed time. And He looked future events as if it already happened. And then he said, look, Klal Yisrael already asked for it. There is no Klal Yisrael, but look what they're going to do with it. I have no problem giving it because it's not a gift. They'll have earned it later on. She'ola b'machshava k'aviyochel. Mai she'yikabel tadin mimitzvus amaisin toivim shel Yisrael. That Hashem cares so much about our Torah and our mitzvahs that He looks in the future. He says, Klal Yisrael is going to do this. That's going to be so nice. I'm happy to give it now. It's like He give it on credit because you know they're going to pay. See, he says, "Havadai asher l'chol abruim ashebar Hashem Yisbarach b'maroi l'kulam hespeak amashavdin shel Yisrael." And therefore, the entire world—you know—we're familiar with the term "b'shvil Yisrael nikoreishes," which is always translated as "the world was created for the Jewish people." So we're used to the simple explanation that is everything is here for us. He says, "No, it's deeper than that. The whole world was created because of what we're going to do later on to earn that action. That Hashem has to say, well, who did anything to earn having a mountain? Who earned this? The answer is Hashem saw in the future Klal Yisrael are going to make brachas on that mountain. He says, okay, then they earned it. The entire world was created for Klal Yisrael. In the zchus of what we're going to do, we earned past events. So he says, Hayedeya eza min ha-mitzah shel Torah shayachas lebrum ke'ela. Ha-nilham shechiyas le-nivram shenivar b'maymer aleph. So therefore, when Hashem started, we know the world was created in 10 mamarim. 10 statements. Bereishis bara lekim, and each statement created different things. Each statement Hashem saw in the future, what mitzvahs are connected to that? Now some of them we could think on our own, but we don't have to think. Whatever mitzvah Hashem had. So therefore when Hashem created, let's say, you know, He wanted that the earth should sprout flour and grain. So Hashem saw in the future, what mitzvahs Klal Yisrael are going to do with it, made it as if we already did it, and then said, they earned it. So he says, "V'olam hashavta sheyisrael yekayimu mitzvos ke'elu u'b'saroisa halazu baras beruim shemaymer aleph." And then before Hashem created everything in creation, He looked in the future and He said, "How is Klal Yisrael going to use this?" And however Klal Yisrael is going to use that creation, and He said, "It's as if they did it now." and I'm happy to give it to them now because I know they'll earn it later on. And therefore, it's not a gift. They're going to earn it later on. And therefore, after Hashem created Bereshis Balikim, and then he went to Yihiar, every Maimer, every creation Hashem saw in the future, mitzvahs that were connected, that were reliant on these creations, and Hashem made it as if it was already created. It's a tremendous chus. And we'll see why in the next paragraph, why this is a unbelievable chesed that Hashem does for the Jewish people. He says, Asher Yisrael kaimu mitzvahs v'chein kulam. And throughout the creation, Hakol b'sarusan machshabten shel Yisrael. Hashem always thought about the Jewish people every step of the way. Asher yikaimu mitzvahs ke'elu asher yochem al kol ha'maisim. V'hine b'kan b'mabul. That's not just like that. That wasn't... You guys saw that, right? Okay, good. I'm not just losing my mind. He says, b'kan b'mabul. He says like this. When it comes to the mabul, right, we started with a pasuk. The pasuk says that Hashem destroyed the whole world, and it was ba'asiri be'echel l'chodesh, that it was on the first day of the 10th month, and it was referring to Menachem Av. So the question is, why is it written in such a lashon? So says the Bnei Yisrael, understand, for Hashem to create anything, he has to look at future mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael are going to do, think about it, and say, is it worth it? Is it worth it? If I give them this, they're going to do this. Is it worth it? So he says like this. So when it comes to the Mabul, Hine b'kan b'mabul, hine nechra v'oilam, the world was completely destroyed. Hashem had to rebuild the world. V'hagzeira ho'yisa afilu ha'shitchis ha'eretz gimel tvachim, shel oimek ha'machrisha. Then not only was everything destroyed, even the earth, three tvachim down, was completely destroyed by the Mabul. So you now have Noach sitting in the water, and there's nothing. Choyishech ha'prei tahoim. There's nothing going on. He says, V'hine b'soirus harachamim, ba'asa rotzoin, hine hoyim in tzarech gamkein l'sarus l'tata, machshavten shel Yisrael. So too, for Hashem to create the world anew, he had to look, he had to see, what are Klal Yisrael going to do? He had to do the same thing. He had to look at future events of Klal Yisrael. V'hine kaviyochel apula ha'yirshayna hoyim min atzarech, shet Yisrael ha'yabasha. The first thing Hashem needed to do was to make the mountains visible. Right? The first thing Hashem needed to do was to make the mountains visible. So he was looking at future mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. What are Klal Yisrael going to do to earn the visibility of the mountains? To make earth visible again. That Hashem had to find a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael are going to do with their vision in order to earn seeing the world. Hashem had to have a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael are going to do with their vision. So what was the mitzvah that Hashem thought about when he wanted to bring the earth back? When he wanted to make the mountains visible, Hashem had to think about a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael are going to do to make it worth it. What was the mitzvah that Hashem thought about? Bihasiri Bechav HaChodesh. So he does drush. Understand that Asiri Bechav HaChodesh means the first day of the 10th month, but he's flipping it. It means 1 month and 10 days. 1 month and 10 days after the Mabul started on the 17th of Cheshvan. 1 month and 10 days later is Rosh Chodesh Teves. It's a drush. But Asiri Bech LaChodesh, 1 month and 10 days later. I know, it's not exactly the Pashup Shat.
The 10th month is Nisan.
From Nisan, but he's saying that even if you go for... he's saying the 10th month from Nisan, but it works either way. See, he's doing that the first day in 10 days and 1 month, or 10 months and 1 day from Nisan. What is it? It's Rosh Chodesh Teves. What happens on Rosh Chodesh Teves? Rosh Chodesh Teves is a very, very special day. There are 12 days a year that there's a mitzvah with sight. Right? There are very few mitzvahs in the Torah that are done with sight. One of them is Rosh Chodesh. Right? Nowadays Rosh Chodesh is just the calendar, but how did they used to do Rosh Chodesh? They would have witnesses come out, they would see the new moon, go to the Beis Din and say, we saw the moon, and they would say, Kazer Rav Kadesh, that they would make a new moon. They would make a Yom Tov. That was Rosh Chodesh. That was with a mitzvah of sight. What's the one Rosh Chodesh that has two mitzvahs? That's Rosh Chodesh Teves, because the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, and it has the mitzvah of seeing the menorah. We know that one of the brachas of the menorah you could do by seeing it. So it says the Bnei Yisrael, Basir Bech LaChodesh U Rosh Chodesh Teves, Mekayimim Yisrael Beis Mitzvahs. Like you said, 10 months after Nisan, the first day of 10 month is Rosh Chodesh Teves, which he knows is not the Pashup Shad. It's talking about Av. But B'derech Drush, it wrote it this way. Instead of writing you know, Av, it writes this because Bederach Drush, it could also be referring to Rosh Chodesh Teves. Hainu Kiddush HaChodesh Beriya Talya Milsa Kazer Rav Kadesh. There are two mitzvahs that happen on Rosh Chodesh Teves. One is the Kiddush HaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh, and one is Menorah, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, L'Roisim Bilvad. V'gam Mervorchen Al Ariya. Umachshava Halazuk HaViyochel Sh'olam Hashav Diyisbar Shemoy, Asher Be'asiri Be'echel HaChodesh Yiskayim Yisrael Beis Mitzvahs Beriya Zu, Nishavik HaViyochel Sarusa Dilatata Shemitzias Riva Oilam. So when Hashem decided, I want to make the world visible again, what will Klal Yisrael do to earn this visibility? He thought about one mitzvah in the Torah, and that was Chanukah. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about Chanukah, that the Jewish people will see the menorah, he said, you know what, if they're going to see the menorah, they earn the right to see the world. It was Dafka through the mitzvah of Chanukah that we earned Rosh Niru HaHarim. So he says, Niru Rashi Aharim Nisroa Oilam Hainu Yabasha. Therefore, going back to the Pasuk says that on the 10th month, the mountains became visible. So yes, it happened in Av. But what did Hashem think about? How did Klal Yisrael earn this? Because everything that Klal Yisrael gets, everything in this world is earned. So what did we do to earn seeing the mountains? Niru Rashi Aharim. Hashem thought about the future mitzvah of Riyas Ner Chanukah. That when Hashem thought about the Jewish people performing the mitzvah of Chanukah, of seeing the Chanukah Neris, he said, you know what, that mitzvah of sight is so special to me, I want them to see the world. I want there to be visibility in the world in order to facilitate future mitzvahs of sight. That's the big yisoid. The big yisoid of the Bnei Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he does is a tremendous chesed. We'll see in the next paragraph. I said it's short today. Next paragraph, you're going to see it. What Hashem does is he sees future events of what are you going to do with this? And it's as if you did it now in order to help you out. What I mean is, we'll see in a moment, if you have a Jewish person who's going through a tzara, right? Let's say he needs parnasa. I'll pick an example. He needs parnasa. Or he needs a refuah. Say someone needs a refuah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks to himself, he looks at his ledger, the guy doesn't have any schusim. He doesn't have enough schusim to help him out. Says the Bnei Yisrael, so you see from here what Hashem will do is Hashem will think to himself, what if I give him a refuah? How many more mitzvahs is he going to do with that refuah? That will be used as if it already happened in order to give him the schus. Hashem looks at future events, he creates the refuah koidim lamaka, he looks at future events and he says, you know what, he'll get it now, he doesn't, I can, it's like at a store, I can give him the food up front, I know he's good for it. And it'll be, I'll look at the meisim that he's going to do post Yeshua as if it's already done, in order to give him the schusim needed to earn the refuah. So look at the next paragraph. I just saw this and I was like, this is such a beautiful, and it's connected to Chanukah, but the Ikar Yisoid is something we could have for life, that when a Jew is davening for a refuah, when a Jew is davening for a Yeshua, you should ask Hashem to sort of fast forward of what will my life be like if I had that. You know, Rabbi Weinberger talked about this once. I gave Shirman this in the past, that when a Jew davens, he should daven that he should say to Hashem, the tzara is stopping me from davening and stopping me from keeping Torah mitzvahs. Think about how many more mitzvahs I'll do if I don't have this tzara weighing me down. So not only does Hashem take that into account because he's a rachaman, but he looks at the meisim that you're going to do as if it's already done, and now look how many schusim you have. And now it outweighs the tzara. So look at the next paragraph. You know, one of the schoolas, by the way, it's good to know for anyone who's here or anyone who's watching, one of the legit schoolas for Shaduchim, actual schoolas that are not made up, a lot made up. Actual schoolas from the Ramami Panu, is brought down by the Kavachayim and the Chidah, is to say Shir Lamalos Esa Einai. Every Shmona Esrei before Elikai Nitzar. So you say Sim Shalom, you say Yilurasa Nimrifi Vengali Hashem Tziru Gaili, Shir Lamalos Esa Einai. It's brought down on Shabbos, weekday, Yom Tov. That's a legit schoola. That has sources. So think about Shir Lamalos. It's one of the most famous, probably the most famous Tehillim. 121. 121, 130, those are the two that made it. Shir Lamalos. So it says in Esau, look at the words. Shir Lamalos, a song of ascent. Esa Einai El Haharim, I look up at the mountains. What that means. Me'ayin Yavai Ezri, where is the salvation going to come? Ezri Me'im Hashem, it's going to come from Hashem. Oiseh Shemayim Ve'aretz, the creator of heaven and earth. What exactly is going on? What exactly is he talking about? So he says like this. Shir Lamalos, the second paragraph. Shila Maloi Sasaina. Yeah. I don't know what he did. He made it worse. Shila Maloi Sasaina Yalahari Me'ayin Yava Yezri. A song of ascent. I look up at the mountains waiting for the salvation. Where is it going to come? Ezri Mimashem Oisei Shemaim Ba'aretz. It says to me, Sasa, what is going on over here? Lizbayim, think about. Ma'wa Nasiyas Alaharim. What does it mean I look at the mountains for my salvation? What does that mean? I look up at the mountains for my salvation. V'gam lama toyres Hashem Yisbarach b'kan b'shevach shasiyas Hashemayim v'sa'aretz. And also, what does it mean that Hashem, I look at my salvation, where is it going to come from? Ezrimim Hashem, oisei Shemayim v'aretz. The creator of heaven and earth. Okay. What exactly does that mean that Hashem is the creator of heaven and earth? Why is that relevant to now? You don't have to sell me that Hashem is the creator of heaven and earth. If he's... If I'm saying Tehillim, it means I know he's the creator of heaven and earth. Is it dripping? Do you mind checking? Because it sounds like it's running. So if you're saying Tehillim, it means you know that Hashem is the creator of Oyseh Shemayim Va'aretz. So what does it mean? Ezri Meim Hashem Oyseh Shemayim Va'aretz. So he says like this. Better? It was on, right?
Yeah.
It was driving me crazy. So he says... That's the beauty of coming here and not watching on Tarnay Time. You understand all the bloopers that go on live. There was one, by the way, there was one time, I'll tell you very quickly, I'll go back there. There was one time that the first mishmar I ever gave after Yossi left, there was a guy who went to the bathroom and he was playing CNN clips. But he didn't realize how loud he was playing it. So the whole time I'm giving a shiur, I'm hearing about Trump the entire time. It was so incredibly distracting. I've never wanted a guy to leave the bathroom more in my life. It was the whole time. And anyway, back to the sugya. So what does it mean? Ezri Meim Hashem Oisei Shemayim Va'aretz. So he says in the second line of the second paragraph, Emilo Yada B'Chaleila Ki Yad Hashem Oseh Zois. Does anyone question that Hashem is the creator of heaven and earth that you have to say this? It's like the Rambam, the Bahag. The Rambam counts the first mitzvah and the Tayag mitzvahs in 613. The Rambam counts belief in Hashem. The Bahag doesn't. So why? Because the Ramban says, if you don't believe in Hashem, you don't care about the 613. The first of the 613 is belief in Hashem. That's a prerequisite. So if you're saying Tehillim, if you're up to 121 in Tehillim, you know that Hashem created the heaven and earth. So what does it mean? Oisei Shemayim v'aretz. What is this pasuk referring to? Shir l'malas esa'ina elahar me'ayin avezi. What is going on? So he says like this in the third line. Look at the piece that we just said regarding the Mabul. That Hashem allowed the mountains to be visible because He saw in the future the Zchus of Klal Yisrael doing Ner Chanukah. And He used that Zchus as if it was already done in order to earn the right to have the visibility of the mountains. Now I understand. Shila Malois. This is a pasuk David HaMelech is saying Shila Malois. It's a song of Lamalois, of greatness, of ascent. Shir hu Lamaliusen shel Yisrael. David HaMelech is describing the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The highest madrig of Klal Yisrael is, you wonder how great Klal Yisrael is? Think about how important we are to Hashem. Eich God Lamaliusen lefnei Hashem Yisbarach. You wonder how great Shila Malois Esa Einai. Shila Malois. You wonder how great the Jewish people are? Look how Hashem treats us. Look how Hashem cares about us, as opposed to the other nations. How so? Ki hine kol ha'uma shkemet starchem li Yeshua im echad neged chaveroi. When the other nations, when they need help, when America, when China, when Russia, and all these nations need help, and they turn to Hashem for help. So what happens, says Bnei Yisachar? Hine yivukar pan kiseihem. Hashem, very simply put, He checks the ledger. He checks there's chusim. Im yesh biyadam ezes chus ruim lehivasha, bim lo yimatzilem chus einlem teshuah. Hashem looks at the chusim and He says, "Listen, you need 500 chusim to get a Yeshua. If you got 500, I'll save you. If not, not. It's binary, yes or no, easy." But says the Bnei Yisachar, "Masha ein ken Yisrael shir l'malos." This is a song of the greatness of the Jewish people. Klal Yisrael are not treated that way. Kishi tzrichim liYeshua, when Klal Yisrael need a Yeshua, both privately and collectively. Hagam shechas v'sholem ein biyadam schus. When a Jew needs a Yeshua and he looks up the heavens and Hashem, and he says, "Please, Hashem, help me," and Hashem looks at the ledger and He's like, "The guy doesn't have enough. He doesn't have enough tokens. What do you want me to do?" But says Bnei Yisachar, "Sheyizchu l'neis hinei tam lehem schus hamitzah shasidim lasis achar Yeshua." Hashem does this tremendous chesed, which is that He looks forward. He speeds up the process. He looks past the darkness and he looks, what will the Jewish people do? What will this guy do when I give him the Yeshua? That this guy has no money and now he doesn't have any schusim, but what if I give him a job? And how is he going to act differently now? How many mitzvahs is he going to be able to do if he's not dealing with a crying wife? How many mitzvahs is he going to be able to do if he doesn't have the tzara weighing him down? Then Hashem takes all those schusim, puts them on the scale, and all of a sudden, look how many schusim he has. That Hashem doesn't do for anybody else, just for the Jewish people. So it says, Kilmudim Emkach, and where did Hashem do this originally? He did this by creating the heaven and the earth and by showing the mountains. That when Hashem created the heavens and the earth, when He created the world, how did the world earn this? The answer is they didn't yet. But Hashem looked at future events of Klal Yisrael and took them as if it was now, and it weighed down the scales, earning the right for creation, earning the right to have the mountains visible. So Hashem does that for all of us. So He says, Hinei Tamlem, Zchus HaMitzvah Asher Sidn La'aseh Achar Yeshua. We weren't around day two of creation. But you know what? Hashem looked in the future and He said that there's going to be a shul in the year 2019 where Jews on a Thursday night are going to be sitting and learning. So because of that schus, I'm going to make the son. I'll make it as if it's now. And look how many schusim they have. Of course they should have a son. So He says, "V'aval pikein also mashav diyisbar mashay sidin yisrael lafrich mitzvus meisin toivim." He sha'am the lisoiris b'riyas ha'olam, and that's what was the catalyst in order to create the world. U'kamoish amr chazal yisrael olu machshavta bereishis b'shvil yisrael nikereishis. This is what it means that Hashem thought about the Jewish people when He created the world. It wasn't just that He thought, "This is my goal." He needed to think about what we're going to do in order to facilitate creation. So He says, and not just then, not just when He had to create the world the first time, when He had to create the world the second time by the Mabul, where He had to restart the world by showing the mountains again, by showing earth. Hashem Vayter looked in the future and saw mitzvahs of Kiddush HaChodesh and Ner Chanukah, mitzvahs that the Jewish people are going to do with their eyes, and they're going to use their sight for mitzvahs, so I'm going to give them the sight of mountains. So go back over here, and this helped me so much, and He says these psukim. He says, V'zeh shekasav Shilam Alois. Shilam Alois, a song of ascent of the greatness of the Jewish people. Shilam Al Yusun Shel Yisrael. You want to know how great the Jewish people are? Esa Einai El Aharim. Look at the mountains. Look at the mountains. Look how there are mountains visible. What schus are there mountains visible? Because of us. He says, Hainu kishestakel laharim shenizru b'schus masha sidin Yisrael lasis mitzvahs b'riyah. That Hashem uses future events as if it was already happened to your benefit. And therefore, esayin laharim, look at the mountains. Why are there mountains here? Me'ayin yavi Ezri. There's no Yeshua. You haven't done anything. Me'ayin yavi Ezri. Where is the Ezra coming from? He says, Me'ayin yavi Ezri. Where is the Yeshua coming from? I haven't earned it. So He says, Ezri me'im Hashem. It's the same God that created the heavens and the earth, meaning, when He created the heavens and the earth, what was the method of which He did it? He looked at future events and future chusim post-Yeshua, as if it was already happened in order to weigh down the scale in your benefit. So too, that happens for every Jew. And therefore, Esayin al Aharim, if a Jew needs a Yeshua, look at the mountains. Why are the mountains here? Ezri me'ayin yavi Ezri. We didn't earn them. That's how Hashem created the world, by looking at future events to help Klal Yisrael. So He says, this is a very simple yisoid. I told you it was short today. I didn't, you know, it was about a half hour. I just wanted to share this because a lot of times, one of the avodas of life is called bimamtik dinim. Mamtik dinim means finding any schus you have for Klal Yisrael, both privately or collectively. By doing that, it removes judgment in the world. And therefore, if a person is able to find the schus of Klal Yisrael, like Gidon. Gidon was one of the shoftim. My father's favorite shoftim. He wanted to name my sister Gidon until he found that she was a girl. It was going to be Gidon. He loves Gidon, right? Because the pasuk says, "Lech b'keichacha zu v'asichayel be'afrasa." Because Gidon's whole thing was finding his chusim for Klal Yisrael. Gidon said, Hashem, what are you punishing Klal Yisrael for? We know the Medrash that says that the Jewish people were in Memtesh Shari Tumah in Mitzrayim, and if we stayed for 1 second later, we would have been destroyed. So says Gidon, that means that the Jewish people now can't be that bad. Because if we were worse, we'd be destroyed. Vayis L'chayis, we're not that bad. So if they were saved, why can't we be saved? And says the Pasuk, when Hashem heard this, he said, you know what? Go for it. Because when a Jew is able to be Mamtik Dinim, which a Jew is able to find the positive and find those chusim for a person or for people, then all of a sudden in Shemayim, that becomes the reality. So the avoda of life, when a Jew is going through difficulties, both privately or the Jewish people as a whole, when we're asking for Mashiach, and you could get despondent looking around saying, what have we done? May I in Yavai Ezri, what have I done personally in order to earn this Yeshua? What has Klal Yisrael done to earn this Yeshua? Ezri me'im Hashem o'yisei shemayim v'aretz. You have to realize that Hashem has a tremendous bal chesed, and that is that He doesn't just judge you of who you are right now to help you. He does it to help you. But in order to help you, He also judges future mitzvahs. And He looks and He says, you know what, if I help this guy get married, what type of home is he going to have? All those mitzvahs that he's going to do, that it's as if he did it. So if a guy wants parnasa and he says to Hashem, really, I promise and I'm into it, I will give a lot of tzedakah. So Hashem looks at the tzedakah that he will give once he gets the money as if he gave it now and it weighs down. And he says, oh, of course I should give. Look how much tzedakah he gave. It's a tremendous chesed. And that's the whole idea of Ner Chanukah, that Hashem looked at the Ner Chanukah, and the Ner Chanukah was the light before the darkness. That before Hashem even, it was the first salvation of the Jewish people was the Ner Chanukah. That Hashem looked at the Jewish people going to perform Ner Chanukah, and that was the schos that Hashem had to end the Mabul, and to restart the world. And I just think it's an important thing that when we daven for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael as a whole, to mention this, to speak this out, to say, I just learned it from the Nei Yisachar, that Hashem, you're very kind, and you'll take future events to help me. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I may not have any zchusim right now, may I in Yavi Ezri, I may not have done things that would earn this Yeshua, but Ezri Meim Hashem O'Yisei Shem Amar, it's Esai in Alarm, I'm looking at the mountains, and I know that you're too kind, and you take future events. And therefore, Hashem, look in the future, and you're going to see that if you give me Yeshua, things will get better. And therefore, if you give it to me now, I will earn it back, and you'll get it back double. That's what we all daven. Like I said, I kept it short today. I just wanted to share this aside, that we have to remember this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always being machshav, is being aval yidach menonidach. He's always thinking about ways to help us. And this is one of the tools, that when we daven for ourselves and for others, we should have this in mind, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous bal rachamim, and He looks at future zchusim as if it's now in order to help us, unlike the non-Jewish nations, where it doesn't work like that. That's one of the zchusim of being His children, of B'nai B'chayri Yisrael, is that we get to have this right, and we should employ it, and we should daven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look at the future zchusim of Klal Yisrael, what we're going to do when Mashiach comes, and all the davening, and all the Torah, and Maisim Tovim, and Mitzvahs, and Chesed, and Hashem should have it as if it's now, and once that, if you have all those chosim now, there's no way the Mashiach is not going to come, and Hashem should send the Yeshua bekarav mamish v'yas Mashiach tzikeinu behei b'yaminu. Amen.